I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Vanessa for bringing Axel's story to my attention. Filicide is defined as the murder of a child by their parent or guardian, something that we have discussed often on this podcast. It's a crime that's difficult for many, myself included, to understand. It takes a special kind of cruelty for a mother to look at her infant and rationalise away their life. And yet, that's precisely what the mother does in this week's story. May 2018, Sickleville, New Jersey. The peaceful morning was shattered by an ear-piercing scream. A hysterical mother, cradling her unresponsive little boy in her arms, ran out of her home and into the street. She banged on doors, screaming for help, until finally someone answered, shocked to see no signs of life in the child being held by his mother. This is Axel's story. Axel Jace Reynolds was born December 17, 2016, in Blackwood, New Jersey, to parents Heather and Joseph Reynolds. Axel had three older siblings from his parents' previous relationships who doted on him constantly. He was such a spoilt and loved little person. Joseph worked away a lot, which left most of the parenting duties with Heather. May 10, 2018. It was a normal, peaceful morning in the small town of Sickleville, New Jersey, before it was shattered with ear-piercing screams. A hysterical mother, cradling her unresponsive little boy in her arms, ran out of her home and into the street. She banged on doors, screaming for help, until finally someone answered, shocked to see no signs of life in the child being held by his mother. Heather Reynolds frantically told her neighbour that she had gone to check on her sleeping little boy in his crib, only to find him unresponsive. Then when she'd tried to use her cell phone, it hadn't been working, which is what led to the neighbourhood echoing with her screams as she ran down the street with Axel in her arms. The neighbour and their friend began CPR, desperately attempting to save the boy. But when police arrived, 17-month-old Axel Reynolds was still unresponsive on the front lawn. Heather told first responders that Axel smelled like rubbing alcohol, and she was scared that somehow he had ingested something he shouldn't have. However, it didn't go unnoticed that he had bruises around his nose and mouth. Paramedics took over CPR, but sadly they could not revive Axel, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Heather told paramedics she last fed Axel about 6 a.m, and he was fine at that stage. But red flags immediately went up in the paramedics' minds, as it was evident to them that Axel had been dead for longer than that time frame. Although they didn't directly accuse Heather of anything, she seemed to sense their suspicion. In a panic, she made an extremely impulsive statement that only made her behaviour stand out to the authorities. Heather insisted she did nothing wrong and the situation wasn't suspicious, which in turn that makes it suspicious. But initially, there wasn't anything else here but a terrible accident, at least for the time being anyway. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
More than 8 months after his death, Dr. Gerald Fein ruled Axel's death a homicide by asphyxiation. By the time what would have been Axel's second birthday, his dad Joseph had also died November 5th, 2018, just 6 months after losing Axel. Heather was allegedly crushed by her husband's death and, quote, in a lot of pain, unquote. Actually, Heather was so caught up in her grief that, well, she moved on just fine. I don't know how I'd get up and keep on going after losing both my baby and partner in such a short time. But Heather was behaving like nothing happened and she had a new boyfriend. And this wasn't even one of the two men she was having an affair with at the time of Axel's death. This was someone else entirely. The community came together to honour the boy's birthday with a candlelight vigil, with almost 70 people gathered to remember Axel. It was clear to anyone with any sense that Axel had been murdered, but there was yet to be any justice. Police stating they were actively pursuing anyone that had access to the toddler in the lead-up to his death. The crowd held candles and wore ribbons and shirts that read Justice for Axel Jace Reynolds. And this was a freezing cold night, but they all stood together, crying and mourning the loss of a baby boy whose life had been so tragically cut short.
I'm sorry that, and I'm sad that it has to be a vigil instead of a birthday party. But I wanted to say thank you for coming out in this cold night to support me and to honor Axel and his beautiful life, so thank you.
My memories of Axel was a happy little boy who was creative and wanted to learn everything and follow his cousins, and his face lit up when you walked into the room. His eyelashes were so long. These are my memories. The last time I saw Axel was Easter, and he was a happy little boy celebrating Easter with his cousins. And that's how I'll always remember him. I know that he is safe. I know that he is happy. I know that he is not in pain. And I know that he doesn't miss us. We miss him because he is in a place where all is love.
Axel's aunt Charmaine Duffy spoke to the crowd, quote, "It's hard to understand how someone could harm such a sweet baby. Thank you for showing up, for standing with our family," unquote. Heather would also speak for the first time since Axel died, although her lawyers did advise her not to comment on the specifics of the case. She did say she truly hoped that the person responsible would be charged soon, and she would end up getting her wish. Police began speaking with the neighbours to build a clearer picture of the family, and what they would learn would be damning. That previously, while Heather seemed to be a good mother, always seen playing outside with the older children, and Axel was always with her. Something had seemed to change within the family in the months before Axel died. What the police would uncover. By the time Heather was running out of the house screaming, her two other children were already at school. The night before, Heather had been using methamphetamines, and this binge allegedly lasted until the early morning hours. Feeling they had enough probable cause to search her belongings, officers quickly found powder residue in her bag. But then police dug a little further into Heather's life, especially after discovering that during the drug binge, a man that wasn't Axel's father was also in the house. Now, Joseph was out of state on business. This other man's name was Dominic Caruso. He would live in the basement whenever Joseph was out of town, and he was having an affair with Heather. But this ended just before Axel died. And he wasn't there when Heather allegedly found Axel. Dominic claimed he left a few hours earlier. And the statement Heather made to police, that she didn't do anything, police thought was suspicious at the time. And once they examined her phone, well, then it was really suspicious. Although Heather's phone had gotten wet and was unusable, police were still able to retrieve text messages between her and another man she was allegedly having an affair with. Honestly, this story might need a flowchart to keep track of all these men. It's not clear how long or how new this affair with Jeffrey Callahan had been going on. But text messages sent the night before Axel died showed Heather becoming increasingly frustrated with Jeffrey's lack of interest. That what they had was more of a situationship. But then when police spoke further with Heather's friends, they would paint a horrifying picture that Heather saw 17-month-old Axel as an obstacle in her and Jeffrey's entanglement. Blood and toxicology tests would finally be finalised by the Gloucester Medical Examiner's Office, and little Axel's autopsy would be added to include manner of death being homicide. A homicide seemingly caused by, quote, a wipe containing aspirate alcohol and detergent being placed over his mouth and nose, unquote. And this was further supported by the bruising paramedics had noted in those exact areas. June 13, 2019, over a year after Axel's death, his mother, Heather Reynolds, was arrested and charged with her son's murder. The charges being first-degree murder, second-degree endangering the welfare of a child, and third-degree hindering apprehension. She would be held without bail. And this is where the flowchart may have come in handy, because early on in the investigation, Heather and her latest affair buddy Jeffrey Callahan discovered Dominic Caruso had spoken with police about Axel's death. And Dominic was the first man she was having an affair with who was living part-time in the basement, without Heather's husband's knowledge. Heather was beyond furious when she found out about Dominic's betrayal, and she decided that Dominic needed to be disposed of for good. She would ask Jeffrey to murder Dominic for her, and it seemed that Jeffrey was willing to go along with this, even if he wasn't prepared to do the deed himself. Jeffrey sent what prosecutors would later call threatening messages to Dominic, and a quick look on Jeffrey's social media posts seemed to back up these assertions too. He posted inflammatory messages about Dominic, calling him a dead man walking and warning, quote, mark my words, he'll be dead in a year, unquote. Another post referenced he wanted to put a bullet in his head. But it didn't stop there. Jeffrey allegedly approached a third party, offering up to $25,000 to have someone kill Dominic Caruso. In a recorded conversation, Jeffrey could be heard admitting that Heather wanted Dominic dead and that her family had the money to pay for it, even claiming Heather's family had hired a private investigator to trace Dominic's new home address. And because of this, Jeffrey Callahan was also arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder. The same charges also being added to the ones Heather Reynolds was already awaiting trial for. Jeffrey was someone with a questionable background, his criminal record including 4 felonies, 13 disorderly persons offences, and a probation sentence for a stalking conviction at the time of his arrest. Because of the obvious influence Heather had over Jeffrey, any opportunity for bail could result in him still being a risk to Dominic's safety. The judge agreeing, quote, I feel there is a need for protection, unquote, and it was determined Jeffrey Callahan would remain incarcerated for the duration of Heather's trial. Ultimately, though, Jeffrey would agree to terms of a plea deal, where he would plead guilty to a lesser charge of witness tampering. He would be sentenced to 2 years probation and 456 days of time already served. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
July 2022, Camden County Court was the scene for the murder trial in front of presiding judge, Judge Gwendolyn Blue. During Heather Reynolds' trial, defense attorney Richard Fascino argued his client was a loving mother despite her addiction. Quote, she did not commit this murder. The reason that we have trials is for when arrests are made of the wrong person, because that really does happen. Unquote. And that it was Dominic Caruso and not Heather who had killed Axel. that it was entirely possible for Dominique to smother Axel to death before leaving the house, or while Heather was still sleeping. Attorney Fischina further alleged that Dominique had given conflicting accounts of his whereabouts both before and after Axel's death, casting suspicion on him. The prosecution argued Dominique didn't have the motive to kill, that it was Heather that saw her son as an inconvenience to her multiple affairs she had been having, that there was evidence Heather attempted to cover up her crime by washing Axel's shirt in a towel before police arrived that morning, showing intent to try and clean up the crime scene. As the prosecution outlined in detail how they theorised Heather killed her 17-month-old son, by holding a cleansing wipe over Axel's face until he suffocated, Heather began loudly crying, adding to the emotional atmosphere in the court. The defence closed their case, that it was Heather who had suffered the greatest throughout this ordeal by losing both her son and husband in quick succession. Although this could be argued differently, given her finding a new boyfriend only months later. But the defence also spoke of her efforts to get clean, and noted that she had friends and family there to support her through achieving sobriety. After the 9-day trial, the jury would deliberate for only 6 hours before returning their verdict of guilty. Guilty of the murder of 17-month-old Axel Reynolds, guilty of endangering the welfare of a child, and guilty of possession of methamphetamines. November 2022, Heather Reynolds was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole on the murder charge. She also received a concurrent 8-year sentence for the endangerment charge and 4 years for the drug possession charge, the judge acquitting Heather on conspiracy to commit murder and witness tampering. At sentencing, Heather's defence team announced their intention to appeal the guilty verdict. To the time of this recording, May 2025, I could not find any record of an appeal going ahead, so it is unclear if Heather's legal team are still planning the appeal. If things do change, however, I will most definitely update you in a future update episode and in the Facebook group. Axel would later be described as an easy baby who was always bubbly and happy. His babysitter, Luann Fisher, fondly recalled how Axel ruled the house when his parents were at work. That he loved playing hide-and-seek. Quote, "I'd walk around yelling his name and you'd hear him giggling as he hid." Unquote. Axel loved music and he would dance on the coffee table, even though he knew he wasn't allowed to. He had 3 half-siblings who adored him as much as he adored them. His dad was his best friend. Quote, "We have been trying to find some peace knowing that Axel is in his daddy's arms." Unquote. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.